Welcome to the Leppy and Buck Show, where magic meets the aroma of freshly brewed coffee and adventures are just a sip away. Join us in a world where the unlikely duo of Leppy, a charming and magical leprechaun, and Buck, a spirited five-year-old with an imagination as wild as it is wide, run the coziest coffee shop in town, Leppy and Buck's Coffee Shop. Each episode, we dive into the whimsical escapades of our heroes, from brewing enchanting beverages that bring your wildest dreams to life, to solving the mysteries that find their way into the heart of their community. Whether they're navigating the challenges of running a business with a magical twist, or setting off on fantastical adventures that span from the hidden corners of their neighborhood to the rainbow's end, Leppy and Buck are here to share their stories of friendship, magic, and the joys of childhood wonder. So grab your favorite mug, settle in, and let the comforting warmth of the Leppy and Buck Show fill your heart as we embark on a journey where every day is an adventure, and the magic of friendship brews stronger than the coffee. Welcome to a place where laughter fills the air and everyone is part of the family. Welcome to the Leppy and Buck Show. Welcome back, dear listeners, to another episode of the Leppy and Buck Show, where tales of magic and friendship warm even the coldest of nights. I'm your host, Leppy, and today I bring you a story filled with snowflakes, laughter, and a heartwarming reminder of the bonds that hold us together through any storm. Our adventure begins with an invitation from Aunt Joan, a spirited soul with a love for the great outdoors and cozy cabin retreats. "Leppy Buck," she said, her voice crackling over the phone like a warm fire. "I've found the perfect spot for a winter getaway, a cabin nestled in the heart of a snow-covered forest, and I've invited our dear friend Trent to join us. It'll be a winter wonderland adventure." With visions of snowball fights and hot cocoa dancing in our heads, Buck and I packed our warmest clothes and set off to meet Aunt Joan and Trent at the cabin. The journey was a spectacle of winter's beauty, with each tree branch and rooftop delicately frosted with snow, a world transformed into a glistening wonderland. Upon our arrival, the cabin greeted us with its sturdy wooden walls and smoke lazily drifting from the chimney. It was a picture of winter perfection. Aunt Joan and Trent welcomed us with open arms, and together we settled in for what promised to be a memorable retreat. The days were filled with laughter and outdoor escapades. We built snowmen with scarves fluttering in the cold breeze, engaged in epic snowball fights that left us breathless and laughing, and explored the snowy forest, leaving tracks that meandered through the trees like the tales of old. Trent, with his knack for storytelling, regaled us with legends of the forest, of creatures and spirits that danced in the moonlit glades. But as all adventures do, ours took an unexpected turn. On the eve of our departure, a snowstorm swept through the forest, the likes of which hadn't been seen in years. The snow piled high, blocking the roads and cloaking the world in a hush of white. We were snowbound, our return home delayed, yet in the heart of the storm, we found warmth in the glow of the fireplace and the company of friends and family. When the snow finally ceased and the roads cleared, we made our journey back to the familiar surroundings of our beloved town. But upon our return, a chill of a different sort awaited us. Leppy was nowhere to be found. The coffee shop stood silent, a stark contrast to the laughter and warmth it usually housed. In my hour of worry, Grandpa Leprechaun, sensing the unease in the magic that binds our world, sent over McGee, a leprechaun known for his keen tracking skills and jolly disposition. Together, we scoured the town, following traces of magic and laughter, the very essence of Leppy. Our search led us to the most unexpected of places, the garden, where we found Leppy engaged in a lively conversation with none other than the Easter Bunny. It seemed that in my absence, Leppy had embarked on his own adventure, helping the Easter Bunny prepare for the upcoming festivities, spreading joy and magic in a way that only Leppy could. With Leppy found, and our hearts full of relief and laughter, we shared tales of our separate adventures. McGee, with his infectious laugh, reminded us that sometimes the greatest adventures are the ones we don't plan, the ones that remind us of the magic of friendship and the unexpected joys that life brings. And so, dear listeners, as we close the book on this chapter of our adventures, let us remember that whether we're snowbound in a cabin or lost in our own backyard, the warmth of friendship and the magic of kindness will always guide us back home. Thank you for joining us on this snowy escapade. Until next time, keep your hearts warm, your spirits bright, and your adventures filled with the magic of the unexpected. Farewell, my friends, until we meet again under the vast and starry sky.